The Tigers unveiled some new jerseys yesterday. They call them the City Connect jerseys. They have all of these different elements that tell the story of the city of Detroit. Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst, joins us now. Steve, have you seen them?
I have, as a matter of fact, Jamie. Good morning to you, group. Hello again, everyone. Before I go any further, a reminder, this conversation brought to you by the hardworking men and women at Bill Brown Ford. You know, my good friend Matt Garko and, of course, his team, well, they stack wins each and every day. Drive with the champions at Bill Brown Ford. Shop their TrueView inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. As it turns out, your Detroit Tigers, one of nine teams that will debut City Connect uniforms in this 2024 season. And, Jamie, as you point out, the automobile industry is very well represented, as you can imagine. The black and blue unis have, and this is pretty cool, Motor City right across the front of the jersey in white letters across the chest, which blends a combination of pitch blue and hyper royal colors. Not that I would really know, but I'm just saying. The middle of the jersey, by the way, behind the Motor City, features tire treads shaded in electric blue color, of course, representing the wheels of a vehicle, keeping Detroit's auto industry and the Tigers together by accelerating towards the future. I'm not done. One sleeve of the jersey features a diamond patch with a 1 on it, reminiscent of the M1 road sign that designates Woodward Avenue, the first paved road in America, which dates back to 1909. That's a cool touch. And the wolf gray colored sleeve patch includes the 313 area code. Of course, another nod to downtown Detroit. This is really cool, I think. Somebody thought long and hard about this. As far as the jersey goes, the City Connect VIN. That's right. A vehicle identification number, 190-135-456-884, has a very specific meaning, as you can imagine. First, there's the Tigers' inaugural membership in the American League dating back to 1901. Then there are two digits for each of the four World Series championships in franchise history, 1935, 1945, 1968, and, of course, 1984. The hat? It's pretty darn cool. The inside brim of the hat features an electric blue version of the Tigers logo used in spring training hats earlier this year, while the front of the cap moves away from the traditional Old English D. Instead, the crown of the hat has the word Detroit in the same motif, if you will, as Motor City from the jersey. And, of course, the VIN is represented on the cap as well. I think it's gone over extremely well with Tiger fans everywhere. You can expect to see him at the ballpark very soon. As a matter of fact, I'll let you know the Tigers will wear the uniform for the first time Friday, for the second time Saturday at Comerica Park against the Houston Astros, and then the Tigers will wear the City Connects for every Friday home game throughout the remainder of this 2024 season.
Right, so it's every Friday at home, and people can get a view of it. And since I have Comcast, I'll have to go watch them in person unless I make a change.
Isn't that something?
It was a big topic of conversation in the clubhouse yesterday.
Well, you know, I was hoping, and what, we're working on a week right now since the bomb went off, and I was hoping that Comcast, Xfinity, and Diamond Sports would have come to some sort of agreement, because I'm sure the folks at Comcast are probably still hearing about this unfortunate fallout. And I don't know. My hope of a resolution is going by the wayside. Meanwhile, Tigers quickly open up what is a huge three-game series in Cleveland last night against the first-place Guardians. Couldn't have started any better. Riley Green, who is, as they say, in the zone, first pitch, deposits it in the seats for his ninth home run of the season. Second time over the last three ball games, Riley Green has begun it going yard. Tigers with the four-game losing streak, they are now fourth in the American League Central. That puts them five games behind the Guardians. And here we are, folks. I know it's May 7th. kind of early to be looking at standings, but you don't want to fall any deeper. And we're still waiting on Spencer Torkelson, for crying out loud. You talk about being in the zone to end last season. We are 35 games deep into this Tiger schedule, and he has yet to go yard.
Well, and Parker, poor Parker Meadows, keeps struggling. And you know the sad thing here? Our starting pitchers have been solid.
Right, but once again, the bats are cold.
Yeah, and scoring runs has become a real problem. And you were hoping, like last night, for example, that Riley Green would have gotten things going and it would have been a tsunami of runs, but it didn't work out that way. But there have been some positives aside from Riley Green. One of the new Tigers, Mark Canna, he is having himself a nice first year here in Detroit, hitting .248 to go along with 16 RBI and 5 home runs. Those 16 RBI, second on the ball club behind Riley Green. So, I think A.J. Hinch has a lot of faith, not only in Torkelson, but in this lineup to start scoring some runs.
Well, and Colt Keith, they'd like to get going too.
Well, you know what? It's baptism under fire for this bonus kid. He got headlines with the dough. He needs to get
her
going.
Hitting 158, Steve.
Yeah. Did you carry the zero on that? Eight RBI, and no taters. I don't think, we've got him on the home run count, but, I think offensively, you're looking for a little bit more production.
Well, Steve, we appreciate you as always. New look. Maybe they'll have some new fortunes when they come home again on Friday.
Yeah, big weekend series against the Stros, and hopefully the City Connects will help out the cause a little bit, you guys.
If they win, they'll be the most beautiful jerseys.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of an about-face because, truly, and I think we're all in agreement, the Tigers' home uniform, one of the more iconic in all of sport.
Mm-hmm. How do you improve on that? You don't.
Well, this is completely sideways, but I think those in charge put a lot of thought into it. And, I don't know who the guy was in that meeting that suggested a VIN, for crying out loud, but boy, was he on point.
So would you have figured that out if you hadn't been told? Would you have figured out the code to that, especially when it ends 6884?
Well, being a former Mensa member...
a recovering Mensa member.
Right. Did I say that out loud?
You said the quiet part out loud.
I think once you're in.
I haven't been to a meeting in a while, so I don't know
how
that works.
What did you do to lose your card? That's what I want to know.
I would have figured it out.
Yes. All right, Steve. Thank you so much. Have a good week.
All right, you folks do the same.
Oh, been a good morning. We hope you come back and visit with us. As always, Jason, Nick, thanks for a great show, and we thank you for being with us. We're going to do all kinds of digging between now and 6 a.m. and come up with news stories for you, and we'll have that at 6 a.m. And All Talk is next. Take care.